One of the first things we want to look at is that the budget should operate to the benefit of our constituents, which are the districts, the people who live in the districts, so that 10% at least of the budget should go towards healthcare, education, and youth empowerment in each of the 73 districts. How much that amount will be, I think that's up for legislative negotiations. But I think to the extent that money is put in the budget that affects the district directly, it will impact national development and will impact economic development as well.
What was the budget distribution like in the past session?
No, generally you have allocations for specific programs, and the government spent on those programs. Government did not spend money per district. In the last session, this outgoing session of the legislature, we did not have any money allocated for district development or empowerment.
You were deputy speaker for the past 3 years. What can you point to as your legislative successes? For example, a legislation that you think benefited Liberians?
We were primary in the domestic violence law that was passed. We were primary in introducing the FGM bill. A lot of international partners and local partners were involved in eventually ensuring that FGM as a practice is on the way to elimination and eradication. Those are two signature bills in this session. And from there, we were able to co-sponsor a number of developmental initiatives, both in our constituents and in the country at large.
So, Mr. Deputy Speaker, based on some of the comments I have been reading, both on social media platforms and the Liberian newspapers, some Liberians think that the current legislature is a rubber stamp body in which some members accept bribes to approve legislation, regardless of whether it benefits the people or not. Your comment?
Well, I have not seen bribery go on in the House of Representatives. I've seen where legislation have been on what they call 4G. But remember, it's part of what some of the legislative reform needs to take place. Because sometimes before a bill gets to the floor, there's long consultation between the executive and the legislature. The problem is the part of that consultation happens in the back door. And so the public is not opportune to see how the process works. It needs to be a process that is more refined, in my opinion.
When you talk about process, you mean a public process?
Yes, I think a public process will benefit both the public and the lawmakers, so that you not think legislation that comes to the floor is the first time we see it. Oftentimes, we see it in concept form when we discuss it with the executive. We see it in draft legislation when they are thinking about submitting it. We see it when it's submitted. We see it when it goes to the committee room. We see it when it comes out.
The U.S. government has just sanctioned two members of the legislature for corruption and accepting bribes. And some say that you should not be a speaker because of the same reason. Your comment?
Well, you know, we have a democratic system of government, and we got democratic leadership in the House of Representatives. I think to the extent that we all meet any kind of constitutional requirement for running for office, I don't think that should be a bar. The people then, who are the voters, maybe in this case the legislators, should be the one to determine the caliber and quality of leadership that they select.
So do you think the reasons that these other members were sanctioned for, they don't apply to you?
No. I'm not sure what criteria the U.S. used to put on sanctions. I'm not sure what evidence the U.S. has on the sanctions, because I wish the government would invite the U.S. government to provide those evidence. Then we will see what applies and what not apply. But bribery and what has been listed in the sanction report does not apply to me.
Let me ask you, do you have support of your, I don't want to call it caucus, of your party and all the other members coming? Do you think you can garner the support to win?
Yes, we have the endorsement of the CDC caucus. I'm a member of the CDC, and we have the endorsement of a majority of the independent lawmakers.
So let's assume you are elected speaker. What would you do differently to change this perceived notion about the legislature that I just asked you about? What would you do differently, or do you believe it needs no change?
No, as I said to you, we have begun a process of reform in the last 3 or 4 years. It has been slow. We think the incoming 55th legislature will accelerate that process. The first got to be open and transparent way in which we do business. The second one is accountability to our constituents, in which we do things like electronic voting and access to our records so the public can be able to judge the things we do. So we will accelerate that pace of reform in the 55th legislature so that the public can have more input and more judgment of what their lawmakers do.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.